Lord, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. We give you the glory and we give you the honor and the power that is due your holy name, Father, as we gather before you now to break bread together, Lord, and we say, glory. Glory and honor to you, Father. Thank you, Jesus, for what you have done in our lives and what you continue to do in our lives. And today we are gathered before you to remember the greatest sacrifice ever. in the history of the world. When you were on the cross at Calvary and you gave your lives, your life, for such as me. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Lord, for your Holy Spirit, for your love. Thank you, Lord. If we look in Scripture, we can see that Paul is writing to the Corinthian church, his first letter, and he's giving them advice because, quite simply, they're getting it all wrong. And he's talking to them now about breaking of bread and what they're doing wrong. And he says, listen, this is what you're supposed to do. I'll tell you again, this is what you're supposed to do. Anyone who eats this bread or drinks this cup of the Lord unworthily, says Paul in verse 27, is guilty of sinning against the body and the blood of the Lord. That is why, watch this, because it's really important. That is why you should examine yourself before eating the bread and drinking the cup. For if you eat the bread or drink the cup without honoring the body of Christ, you are eating and drinking God's judgment upon yourself. Simply put, it says, look at yourself before you take the bread and the wine. Is there any unforgiven sin? Any unresolved issues in your life that you know you need to sort out? Because unless you come before Almighty God, clean and worthy and ready, as Paul says, you are bringing judgment down upon yourself. He even goes on to say some have even are even sick, and some have even died. If you look in verse 30, that is why many of you are weak and sick, and some have even died. This is a serious step, beloved. And before I ever break bread, I always insist one thing, that as a body of Christ, as we are here on Worship Radio 247, gathered around the world, matters not where you are or what you're doing, we are the body of Christ. We are His ecclesia, His people. We are the church. And that is why I insist, before we break bread, that we pray together. And so that we're praying the same thing, I'm going to say the words, and I want you to follow on, and I want you to mean them within the deepest, darkest recess of your heart. Just say these words with me. Heavenly Father, I love you, and I adore you, and I worship you, Lord, in spirit and in truth, and I ask you now to wash me in the blood of the Lamb. Wash me in the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. Cleanse me completely, Lord, as I prepare to take the bread representing your body and the wine representing your blood. Lord God Almighty, wash me clean. In the name of Jesus. So Paul says this in verse 23 of the same chapter. He says, for I pass on to you what I received from the Lord Himself on the night He was betrayed. The Lord Jesus took some bread, and He gave thanks to God for it. Then He broke it into pieces and said, This is my body, which is given for you. Do this to remember me. Let's take the bread now, beloved. Thank you, Jesus, for your broken body, broken for such as me, on that tree 2,000 years ago. You are so worthy to be honored and glorified and worshipped in the name of Yeshua. In the same way, he took the cup of wine after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant between God and his people, an agreement confirmed with my blood. Do this to remember me as often as you drink it." Let's take the wine now. Let's take the wine together. Oh Lord, thank you so much for your cleansing blood. Thank you for your forgiveness, Lord. And let your love flow in a powerful way now, in Jesus' mighty name. We glorify your name and we say, "Holy, holy, holy is the Lord God Almighty," as we worship you and we adore you. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Father. It's the only words I've got to say. Is thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you for all you do. This is Hillsong now, and we glorify your name. That is the truth, in Jesus' mighty name.
Just deep.
Thank you, Father. We glorify your name. That is Hillsong.